or forfeit? Stop.
If you have bought a unit and you are satisfied with it, please do not continue. Hey, you are still here.
That means you sell one.
I like you. You want my assurance, right? And going back to part one, I shared that I guess the penthouse is about 4.7 million. You can easily get a landed property. So I do some research. This inter-terrace land size is 1,700 square feet. You see, you can get this type 1, 2, 3 story freehold. Looks not bad, right? Best of all, this one very near to MRT station. So in March 2026, 4.73 million. And I found another one. And this time a corner terrace. Freehold, 2,650 square feet of land. So April 2026, very recent. Looks like this is a corner terrace. 1, 2.5 story. 4.68 million. I want to share this because 1, 2 years ago, when we talk about 3 million landed, oh, those time you can still get it. Now, yes, there's 4 plus million landed. Maybe a few years later down the road, no more 4 plus anymore. Now is a very important part. Really, if you cannot take it, please do not continue to watch. If you committed, you need to commit another 4 years. And if you plan to abort, you will need to forfeit 1.25% of your purchase price. And again, I'm not asking you to forfeit. I am just sharing my opinion on whether or not are you getting a good price. And most importantly, is it worth keeping this for 4 years? And will you be a giant huakui? Those of you who continue the video, congratulations, because you are the second mover advantage. Now let's see what we can compare in this area. So going back to the area again, you can see we have nothing here to compare lah. We only have Bloomsbury, which is a new launch. And the nearest thing to compare here, a completed one, will be your No Man Land, Nomentum Park. I can only use these two, one resale, No Man Land Park. How's the response for Bloomsbury, which is your direct neighbor? And those people who still want to go ahead, let me show you this. Again, I use level 10 as the average price. So I did some research for Bloomsbury level 10. Let me show you this slide. I anyhow do one. So it look very complicated, but I just read. Bloomsbury level 10, 2-bedder of this size, is sold 1.766 million a year ago. And if let's say your Bloomsbury level 10 is around 1.65, it means it's good for you. But it also shows something. Bloomsbury 2-bedder,
3 all gone all dead.
Because your new neighbor Hudson is 1 year younger than you, and yet is 100,000 lesser than you.
You 3 already.
This is based on my research on 8 May. At this time of recording, I don't know how much is the price for level 10. For 3-bedder Bloomsbury of this size, it sold at 2.22 million. And if you got your Hudson level 10, 893 square feet, smaller size, at 2.18 million, is considered okay since your size is slightly smaller than Bloomsbury. And lastly, 4-bedder Bloomsbury of this size at level 10, 2.962 million. And if you get your Hudson level 10, this 4-bedder size at 2.9, it means the price is decent. You are very happy now, right? Everyone, if your budget is 3-4-bedder type, there are tons of good projects, resale city fringe area, or even good 4-bedder OCR projects that you can get at at low risk or even no risk. I have a webinar here. I'll put the link there and below. I hope you make the right choice.
Wait.
I haven't shown you the comparison with No Man Land. No Man Land Park, 3 years old, 1,840 units. This is the second biggest condo project in Singapore. Let's check area what or not. 227 profitable. 10 kwa kwa kwa. Be observant and look at the kwa 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 cases. You can see the size. 1 bedder. Maybe 2 bed, 1 bath, 1. All hold around 4 to 5 years. They are lost 2 legs, lost 2 fingers, this one lost 1 toe, cannot play soccer and tonjo.
Wow.
Then lost 2 arms, cannot type already. So what you have learned here, which I shared many times, and you just ignore, or you are easily lured by your frenemy. Yes, never buy 1 and 2 bedder, I say many times. But many of you just want to be stubborn. And if you want to prove me wrong and you have made money, I will be very happy for you. But when I see you lose money, I feeling sad for you leh. Why you keep doing the same mistake again and again? That's why some of you are destined to be poor leh. I tell you this, you still want to do it. You still give yourself many excuses. And don't complain you lose money if you buy this. Again, I want to wish everyone who buy this make a lot of money also. Because if this make money ayo, the rest.
Ooh la la.
So ask yourself, do you want to put yourself in the position where maybe you can make a bit, or you will lose 4 years of your precious life, or you want the ooh la halal life. I want to say now is because you still have the decision to decide whether to continue the purchase or abort. Disclaimer, I can't see the future. I only show you facts and figures. And it shows you that people who buy in 2021, 2022, what now best time of the property market, they still lose money in this area. It tells you a lot already. And if you still have the guts to enter, then your guts are confirmed made of titanium. Let's look at profits. This is a small 3-bedder hold for 4 years.
Wow.
110,000. Higher floor 3-bedder hold for 5 years. 240,000. 2-bed 1 or 2-bed 2 bar. 5 years. 80k. 1-bedder 5 years. 3888. Where got what?
3 already la.
Okay, I get some decent one. Because some of you say,
every unit show negative things.
Okay, let's spread positivity. Positivity. I show you the highest. A big 3-bedder 5 years. 400,000. Very good. I am happy for you. I am not sour like many of you. But for the rest, it's sad lah. Oh yeah. And this is the highest. I show you everything. Yeah, Lord, this is the highest. Maybe this is the second highest for 5 years. The rest 200 plus, 100 plus for 5 years. I got some feedback from Xiao Hong Su that this area, there's nothing one. There's no MRT. There's no schools, which is good for your kids who don't like to study. There's no makan. There isn't anything lah. And wait. Ayo, I very sick of your Lulu mindset, right?
Hey. But Eric, the rental here is good.
Again, everyone, let me be patient to tell you again. Everywhere rental is good. Singapore is a good country. Many people don't have the funds to buy a property. That's why they need a place to rent. Everywhere got rental. CBD rental also very high. But did they make money? No. So go back to basics. When you buy a property, you make two types of money. Number one is your rental money, where everywhere can rent ma. And number two, will it appreciate or not? This is the most important factor. How you will be rich and how you will break through in life. Not rental. It's appreciation. Remember that. Since many of you have bought, I will share with you whether the price that you enter is good or disgusting. So let's benchmark No Man Land 3-bedder price first. Low floor 1009 plus, higher floor 2001. Let's use 2001. Also got high floor, maybe not so good facing 1009 plus, mid floor 2000-ish. So can we agree, let's use 2000 per square feet as a conservative benchmark for No Man Land. And before you compare the gap, very good. Let's harmonize it first, because No Man Land is pre-harmonized. So we harmonize the per square feet first. At 5% more, you will get 2001 per square feet. Then we do the gap together. Currently, No Man Land is already 3 years old, and by the time your overseas property, Hudson Place, you're going to complete in 2029, there'll be a 6 years gap. So 6 years is usually $300 per square feet difference. So just now we end up 2001, we plus another 300, you should get around 2400 plus per square feet. So that means any one of you who just bought your property at about 2400 per square feet, yes, that's the market rate for a new launch in the same No Man Land area. If you are very unhappy with the answer, how about we benchmark No Man Land at 2001 instead of 2000? So again, we harmonize, use the 5% more. It'll be 2002 per square feet. And the difference is 6 years, you add enough $300 per square feet more, and you will end up getting about 2005 per square feet. So if you buy your overseas property, Hudson, at about 2005 per square feet, then it means it's decent. So in summary, the decent price is around 2004 to 2005 per square feet. If you are still not satisfied, don't worry. We still got one more thing to compare, which is the response for the new launch beside you, Bloomsbury, which is supposed the first mover advantage of Media Circle. Actually, I do not know why I need to repeat this review. Yes, repeat. Because if you are smart and savvy, you have already went to my YouTube to watch Bloomsbury review by me. See, my forthright Bloomsbury residences, 37,000 views 1 year ago. Overall savvy score, 5.3 stars. This is a first mover advantage project or CBD project. Now I watch back, he say first mover advantage or CBD, and yet he guessed 55%.
This guy.
Because on day one launch, they only sold 25.1% only, and 25% translate to 90 units. And when they go and kepo the caveats, they only caveated 84 units. That means 6 of them, they forfeited and lost their innocent money.
冤枉钱.
Those people who forfeited may be a blessing in disguise. Hope that these 6 people, you went ahead to get something of good value. But and by now, you should know my answer already. You still not satisfied, don't worry, I still got this one. The next slide is to share with you. By right, if the property there is prosperous, by right, the land price over the years will be more and more expensive. Even just 1 year later, it will be higher in per square feet. But in this area, developer bought Bloomsbury back in 2024. There's three bidders at 1,191 per square feet. Ignore the red color one, because the red color SA2 is service apartment, and some gangster bidded $461 per square feet only. Government reply, go and die.
This is not industrial, eh.
Let's ignore that. Then, 1 year after Bloomsbury, March 2025, also three bidders. This time is 1,037 per square feet.
Why is it cheaper?
This is one of the concerns. Why is it cheaper? The next land plot beside you, the ultimatum, Media Circle Parcel B, launched April 2025. There's no bids. Yeah. Bloomsbury, US Hudson Place. This one, no bids. No bids received of Media Circle Parcel B. This shows a lot in this area already, what? Aiyah, buy. Just buy. Now let's summarize. For location, it's the same as Bloomsbury. It's Bloomsbury. Bloomsbury is 5. Same thing, 5 lor.
Here got nothing, yeah.
It's like a no man land, no school, no food. Maybe next time downstairs got bak chor mee, $20, and I'm the landlord. No MRT, no friends to come and see you, because only 40% car park lots. And do you know US is very far, no? But on the good side, this is city fringe. And for that, I'm giving 5. Launch pricing, I'm very scared of such project. Maybe they sell, and in the end, if they don't do well, they may reduce price. Just like many of the non-performing new launch response projects are. For VVIP, they sell this price. Then later on, they discount, then you become tight how. And I hope that this won't happen. And if developer going to stick to indicative price, I will be giving 6. Exit strategy,
Still need to talk, man.
I'll be giving 4. Overall service score, 5 stars. Let's have some fun. What's the estimated sold on launch day? You are the second mover advantage or CBA date. And I'll be guessing 30% and my wife 25%. This is my company's number, 8606-0670. Please do not contact us. We don't do overseas property. Contact your friend or me. And now I want to wish all the buyers of Hudson Place, you huat until you cannot recognize yourself 4 years later, because we will know what will happen to the rest of the good properties. Hope you have made the right choice. Do subscribe and we'll see you in the next video.
Cheers.